Hi, dictation for Janice Holmes, Janice Holmes, date of birth 3/15/2022, date of accident 10/22/2021, date of birth is 8/28/65, date of service 3/15/2022. I apologize. Ms. Janice Holmes is here for a follow-up evaluation on 3/15/2022. Once again, her date of birth is 8/28/65, date of accident 10/22/2021. She is suffering from various symptoms. They are a result of an accident that occurred on 10/22/2021, where she was a restaurant driver and was hit on a driver's side in a T-bone fashion. And this was a hit-and-run accident. This caused her severe headaches in the left temple and front of the head, as well as severe symptoms of forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, and loss of memory. And ongoing pain in the neck and upper back and lower back, leading to radiation to the left arm, involvement of second, third, fourth finger with numbness and tingling, as well as some radiation to the left thigh and left buttock on the lateral side. The patient has ongoing numbness of the fingers constantly, and her ADLs are severely affected. She is unable to carry out her home duties. At this time, patient reports her pains are continuing the same fashion from head, neck, and lower back and mid back, as well as having a radiation to the left arm and involving of the second, third, fourth finger as numbness and tingling, and some radiation occasionally to the left buttock and left lateral part of the leg up to the knee. Pain level varies from 8 to 10, and the patient reports 50% improvement in the pain from the pain medication, physical therapy, and other treatment protocols. Her ADLs are affected as follows: general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, and sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, while she reports sleep being affected 9. In the system review, patient reports headaches, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, and loss of equilibrium affecting her mainly. However, there is no history of any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, no history of any blackout, seizures, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, no history of any other issues, no PTSD, panic, or depression is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the left shoulder and the neck and the lower back, as well as pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back with occasional radiation to the left arm and left upper thigh. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. There is no history of stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient has no changes in the pain level. And pain has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narco, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure is 100. 36/101, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 3/10/2022, dictation number 0313-018, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. The patient MRIs are available. They were done recently on 3/12/2022. It shows that there is a herniated disc at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5 and 6, and C6 and 7, along with bulging disc at C7, T1 and T1, T2, along with there is a retrolisthesis grade 1 or C2, C3, and there is other issues like compression of the thecal sac and mild spinal canal stenosis and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. In addition, in the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, bulging disc at L2-3, L3, L5-S1, and leading to compression of the thecal sac and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing and facet hypertrophy are present, noticed in the MRI. And the patient was informed in a great detail about this MRI findings, the pathology. The treatment plan has been discussed with her. All the options were discussed, from surgery to injection treatment, as well as physical therapy, chiropractor, and stretching at home, spinal traction. All of these methods have been alternate methods of even acupuncture were discussed with the patient. The patient is not very forthcoming for a lumbar spine injection, LESI, although she was discussed that they are relatively very safe. Somebody in her family has died at the age of 30 from a cervical spinal injection in the past, and the patient is kind of scared. We have tried to alleviate her fears about this procedure. If she doesn't want to do this LESI, the next best bet will be to send her to a neurosurgeon. I've discussed with the surgical protocol with her, where the replacement of the disc for the cervical and fusion box for the lumbar spine is order of the day. The patient was provided Norco 7.5/325 once a day in the morning for 15 days to help with some of the pain. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid back, and lower back, as well as into the shoulder. And the patient will continue traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Home exercises, McKenzie program has been discussed with the patient. The patient is provided attended care 4 hours, 7 days for the reason of TBI and for this multiple level disc herniation. She is also advised to continue using her braces, neck brace, the tense unit, cervical traction at home, as well as back brace, and rest and no lifting and work is advised to her. She has filed an affidavit for relief, she has issues being able to do her ADLs by herself. So temporarily some help is needed. Rest of the medications are continuing, which are naproxen, L-level, flexural, melatonin, whichever he feels, and hopefully the patient will do well. We'll work on her TBI issues. She has been provided with Furoscid 1-2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and hopefully she will be coming along. Thank you. She'll be seen in 2 weeks' time.